get any help because people are going to assume that it can't be real, you know.
I used to, the first time that I ever got one of those was about 10 years ago. I had a friend who was on a European trip, and I got this email. It was from his email, and he was in Switzerland at the time, and he says, look, I got a problem. I got arrested. I need $1,500 for bail money. And I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. How am I going to get him $1,500?
I would never be the one that he calls for his bail money, right?
Yep. So I call him up on his cell phone. He answers right away, and he goes, what are you calling me for? I'm on vacation. I said, well, you just emailed me. You needed $1,500. He goes, you're getting scammed, buddy. It wasn't me.
Yeah, they're saying now you got to have like a code word with your family members so that they don't accidentally, you know, grandma doesn't accidentally think that you really are the one who got arrested in Mexico on your spring break trip. And
all right.
Well, we got Mike here about that issue, so we do an executive session.
On what? What's the matter?
Isn't it a
home business?
Home-based business.
Yeah.
Issue.
It's a legal matter.
is that a legitimate reason for it? No, I didn't think so. Tony.
We can talk out here.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
But basically, from my understanding, there was a complaint made, and apparently there is someone who is operating a plumbing business, and they're operating a...
breeding.
A dog breeding.
A dog breeding business, supposedly, because they're all their dogs. Two things. One, the township ordinance is not in compliance with the MPC.
For home-based businesses?
For home-based businesses.
Right.
And we also have something that's called minor impact businesses, which
I think we talked about this once before.
About a year ago, I brought this up and said I don't find any authority for in the MPC for a minor impact business out of a home. Not to say that it can't be done, but I don't find any authority for it. But the home-based, no-impact home-based business, which is allowed by the MPC, has very specific rules.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example...
Not impacting your neighborhood
that would
is
not,
one of them.
That would not meet those rules. So I've heard before concerns about, you know, what about the plumber that works from home, the carpenter that works from home,
you know. It depends on what you're doing.
Right. So I just wanted to raise that because the ordinance really should be changed to comply with state law. But by the same token, you have to have some guidelines. You know, take your sign down. Don't bother the neighbors. That's basically two of the things that are happening with the complainant. The complaint basically was, you know, deliveries.
More for the dogs than anything else.
Yeah, more for the dogs. The dogs are running wild. Well,
I saw two complaints from two different people about the same residence. Yeah.
Well, it's not a kennel if they're dogs. Right. By state law definition or by our ordinance definition, it's not a kennel.
It appeared to be. The description in the messages I saw was about a dog breeding businesses where dogs were for sale.
Okay. They have two dogs who had eight puppies.
You tell me what the rules
are. I mean, if you have a male and female dog and they breed and they have puppies, it's only a business if you bought them. Bred them and then are selling the puppies, but.
Well, I gathered that they were advertising it with a business name, a dog breeding business name, in addition to the separate.
So that's something.
Plumbing business.
I think it's Legacy Corsos or something like that.
Okay,
yeah,
so
there
that's
was
not
a dog breeding corporate.
That's not
name.
Something that I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, there were two complaints.
Well, if that's the case, then they are operating. They're operating no impact.
You should have been copied on both of the ones that I...
I got the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only received one.
Okay.
Yeah, see if we can get the other one, because that would change it dramatically. Because when you went out, they had their two dogs.
Right, that was prior for a fence site inspection.
Fence and site inspection.
It wasn't related to this.
Right, so you were there previously. They had their own two dogs.
Yes.
And they had 10 puppies?
No, I think there's 10 dogs total. Eight puppies.
Right. And I think they're
trying
to.
That's the best I can glean.
They're trying to get rid of the puppies now.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because sometimes you just don't know if it's a neighbor that's not communicating very well.
Well, when I got two,
okay. That's where we were at the planning level. So, yeah. You know.
I was surprised it went to the planning commission because I thought.
Well,
it would
our
have
ordinance
gone,
calls for it to go to the planning commission.
It doesn't really. I thought it would go to the zoning officer first.
Well, it goes to him first, and then the zoning officer comes to
he
the planning.
He can consult with
so
the planning commission.
So this is the other one, which I copied and sent to the office in an email that I copied you on and asked Shahana to send it to Mike.
Oh,
wait a minute, I think I did get this one.
The owner's name, nicknames.
The other one had all the photos of the tractor trailers.
Maybe I thought they were both the same thing.
Huh? No, I don't know this person. I don't know where, you know, what the person's full name is or anything like that on this person.
Where's the business?
Well, that was something we always told them, that if you want to make a complaint, you got to put your name to it.
Well, I mean, I can message the person back, but what I did first was just copy it and send it.
I mean, it's a legitimate complaint,
Mike.
But in order to be a legitimate
This is the other one that I got.
I think they might have ran together. We probably thought they were the same thing.
I don't think they, like, I got
No, I don't mean, I don't mean ran together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They're similar. The other one expounded on it. This one didn't say anything about the plumbing business. And the other one, of course, had photos. And
I believe this is the one that I have a copy of.
Okay. So you don't have the other one?
No,
I don't have
on
the other one.
You don't have,
the
he doesn't have the one with all the photos?
No.
That's the one that was going over with you in the office.
Yeah, this is the only one that I have.
Yeah, this is what I received.
Just the one that says Jesse.
Yeah, there were a lot of photos.
Right.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, you guys can have.
I think I have a photo of, like, an addition to a back porch that shows, like, the.
Here.
I might be wrong, but didn't I see something that looked like a kennel where they had little dog runs?
They have, like, a chain link fence, it looked like.
Okay.
And they were also, like, burning pallets from the deliveries from the plumbing business.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The main
in the yard, and there was tractor trailer deliveries.
Yeah, there was a picture of the tractor trailer that I saw.
Yeah.
The tractor trailer is actually parked across the street.
Well, if there's a tractor trailer, it's taking up the whole street.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty much. It's
like. My landscapers were out there collecting the leaves on the weekend.
Yeah.
It was difficult for anybody to drive past.
It's real tight.
Yeah,
I ordered something once. It wasn't a big article. It was maybe about it was like a small piece of furniture and maybe 50, 60 pounds. And it came in a tractor trailer. It was delivered in a tractor trailer. And it barely fit in my driveway, so he's hanging out into the road.
Apparently, they were burning the pallets in the yard. So, and there, some of the photos included the person towing the pallets. So they had the pallet jack bringing the pallet of materials.
Oh, so he's getting a
so
lot.
They're a little bit in excess of your standard.
That's saying you can't burn construction debris, and they're constructed.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly seemed like it exceeded the no impact
home-based business. You need a conditional use anyway, according to our ordinance.
I don't think that's why you're saying it's not a compliance, right? That's not what state law says. Right? Did you see?
Telling you what our ordinance is saying.
Right. Yeah.
But also, our ordinance also says you can have up to 4 square foot in signage.
Mm-hmm. Which you're not allowed
so
signage
did you,
in the state.
Did you see this one?
No.
That's the one with all the photos. Okay. Yeah. Now this person, these people I know, but the other person who just messaged me on Facebook, I don't know who that is. But I know they don't reside in the same house as this complainant because I know that person and I know
Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, her she was here.
Yeah.
It's the same woman who was here with the portico.
Right. This is weird to be delivered. That company delivering plumbing parts is hard to believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can't see this company delivering plumbing parts.
Yeah, they only deliver big...
They're usually just big stuff.
Big stuff, yeah. I saw the truck, and I immediately recognized who it was.
I recognized the company, yeah.
Yeah.
They're around town every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Well, around town is a little different than
They'll deliver like big appliances.
Yeah. Well, we'll really have stuff like that. No case against the truck on the road because it's a public right of way.
I gotcha.
But it's all got to be directed at his business.
But I know another instance of a home-based business who eventually had to get out and get an actual business location, mm-hmm. and they had tractor-trailer deliveries happening as well. That was part of the issue.
Yeah.
You know, it goes to the volume of whether you have
so there
no
is a traffic
impact
issue,
on your neighborhood.
There is,
right? Yeah. If you have tractor-trailer deliveries in your residential neighborhood, then you have an impact on your neighborhood,
yep.
right?
Yep.
That's an adverse impact.
Well, I think the state laws for, like, plumbers, electricians that...
If you're
work
doing
out of their house.
Stuff, you're doing your office stuff in your office. You have no impact.
They don't. They go out and they pick up the materials.
Right. Yeah.
Like I where I worked at the time that became state law. Really, this area was at the heart of that because someone decided to try to make the Avon ladies go for zoning hearings.
Right.
And when they decided to make the Avon ladies go for zoning hearings, Avon Corporate got involved. And the next thing you know, the state passed a law that said, if you're not impacting anybody in your neighborhood with what you're doing, it's really not a,
it's,
you know,
it's
something
not,
you can prohibit
that
from
business,
doing.
Right.
Which, so well, if you're the plumber who's just doing, you're doing your bookkeeping and you park your vehicle in your garage, fine. But if you've got 20 vehicles, you've got 20 guys meeting there in the morning, now you've started to grow past the point of being a no impact.
As I said to Bob, you know, I know
business.
A lot of plumbers that'll go and pick up stuff at like Rogue Supply.
Oh, look at Bobby Brown.
And they'll pack up his stuff wherever he orders it from.
Right.
If you don't have an impact on your neighbors.
And then they'll keep it in the garage until they need it.
Right. But if you've got 20 guys and 15 pieces of equipment and you've got tractor trailer loads of materials being delivered.
The thing that bothered me was the tractor trailer on the street. That's the...
Yeah, but I guess what's the definition of impact?
There's like a 10 question rule that it goes by to define whether or not it has an impact. There is some flexibility in it.
Right.
And I think that one of the other local townships that was at the heart of that had a very specific questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And they had a registration requirement, and there's nothing in the law that prohibits a registration.
Right.
But
I mean, the categories that are in the state law, and that's what we have to draw from. Technically, this doesn't meet it because it has a sign and because it's getting stuff delivered.
No impact. Right. They've exceeded the no impact, is what you're saying. Okay.
And what I said a year ago was basically the same thing for this minor impact. There's no authority in the MPC for a zoning ordinance to have what's called a minor impact in a residential zone.
I mean, out of the breeding part of it, all breeders need a license no matter what.
All breeders need a license no matter what from agriculture.
But if you have a one-off round of puppies, is that a breeder?
No.
Yeah, but do you form a corporate entity for that?
It's if you're going to give them away or sell them, but breed them.
But this person was allegedly...
Yeah, clearly they're doing this for selling.
Oh, yeah.
You don't usually form a corporate entity if you're, you know.
Yeah. Can you nail them for one litter?
I think you could nail them for one litter. I think you could nail them also for the plumbing business because that's going to be the bigger thing.
Okay.
I don't like the term.
Nail.
I think
it's a violation.
Right.
It's not
enforcement.
It's a violation
there needs
of our
to be ordinance. Enforcement.
There needs to be an enforcement notice. Enforcement notice for the violation of the no impact home business rule. And it can't be a minor impact because that would require a conditional use under ordinance.
Which they did not come in and get.
No one. I don't think anyone's ever come in to get one.
And if they did, conditions might have been set.
Right.
That might be.
Right.
They may not have mitigating been some right, of the right. some of the issues that are causing
so
people to complain.
First step on this for him would be to write them an
enforcement
letter.
Notice. Yep.
That
well, giving him time to cure it or file an appeal.
Can you send him where does he get the
enforcement notice from?
Not a requirements to be a
no impact.
No impact home business.
Yeah, I'll send that. I'll send that over, Mike.
Okay, this way you can go off that. And say, you know, the breeders, you need, being
what's
your advertising
here,
breeding,
Mike?
You need a license from the Department of Ag.
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't get the Milford Zoning Officer email turned over?
Pretty simple.
To Mike?
Mike?
So far, all we got was the computer finally and the key.
BonnieMcCaffrey.com.
I have to get Gary to do it.
MCC AFF.
His nickname is
ERY.com.
Okay. But there is a Milford Zoning Officer at Gmail email.
There was, yeah.
It should either be closed or turned over
to
the zoning officer.
Yes.
How do we make sure that happens?
I think that's an IT issue, isn't it?
No, it's a Gmail address.
It's a Gmail address from
that was there was no authority given to open said email. Right. It just happened.
And what is it, Milford Township?
No, I think it's Milford Zoning Officer.
What's Sean's email?
Milford Zoning Officer at gmail.com.
Oh, he's using it. He was using it
for both, yeah.
And I don't think that. It's still applicable on the other side either, right? He's not the zoning officer in the borough either,
no.
Right?
No.
So in both cases, it should not be utilized.
Yeah, but it would be nice for him to be able to have some of the old emails, like for AutoZone and DEPG that went to Sean with his answers.
Well, and just if people use that address because they used it in the past, it would be nice to be able to have access to it. So a friendly request to have it turned over seems reasonable. Yeah. And
I think that would work.
Yep.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
What's up, Tony?
Good.
Okay, so you have a game plan?
Game plan.
Well, I'll do a violation letter on the impact side.
I'll give you some.
But I can't see a way of doing anything about the dogs or the business itself outside of the impact.
Let me take a look at the state law tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll give you and do you have the sections of the ordinance?
I'll get that.
Because that one section says, if I'm almost positive, it says that you have that it's a conditional use requirement.
Okay.
And I don't think they ever came for a conditional use.
No.
No,
so they're probably operating the no impact home-based business unlawfully under the ordinance anyway. So we'll try it out, Mike. We'll see where it goes.
Do you need me to message that person
back? I appreciate it.
Yeah, we should let them know that we're addressing it.
I can, I'm happy to do that, but I mean to tell them that they need to send the office an email with their name and their, what do you need?
It's a legitimate complaint.
You need the name and the, their name and do you need their address?
Middle of a very closing with.
No, that's of the person filing.
The first email that I, the first message that I showed you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's no.
And if you could forward that to me too, Rachel.
Right.
If you could forward that to me too, I didn't see that.
Okay.
I did get that one.
To make it official though, they really should have their name and address on there, right? On the complaint.
Yeah, I thought I copied you on the email to the office as well.
I have to look at that because it doesn't seem like I have everything like.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
That I didn't send them to you because I was trying to get them to Mike.
Well,
and I only copied Bob because I figured he's helping Mike get the lay of the land, right?
He's gonna help answer the questions that I have.
You know, just
yes.
But so I didn't think it was something we really needed to.
No, we'll figure it out.
Yep. All right. So you and I'll talk tomorrow.
Yes, we will, Michael. Yep. Appreciate it.
Anytime. I'm
on my watch.
I'm available.
Five of.
Know how to be close. His nickname is Meatball.
Do we need Mike for anything else?
No, that's it.
I don't think so. Did Mike, did you happen to look at the Planning Commission's proposed curative amendment?
No, I did not.
Okay. I think it would be great if you did.
Yeah,
to
I've
let
heard
us
about
know
it,
if you have any feedback.
You don't have a copy of it?
No.
Look at you one.
Yeah.
You have a copy of that curative amendment that Mike can have?
Yes, I do have it here.
The final one should be sent once we decide on this last.
How are you, Sean?
Last go to
good, how are you?
Sent to the county for review before we have a public hearing.
Thank you.
Which day is the public hearing for the moratorium? Is that the first?
Yeah.
Okay.
December 1.
There was an item that we got through the county process, and it was minor. And then we said we're going to hold it until we're having a different hearing, and it hasn't come back. And off the top of my head, I can't put my fingers on what.
336 and 407.
407 is the 407 is the warehouse did. Stuff,
right?
And that didn't get finished.
No, it's
right?
Not finished. No.
But there,
I
so
I think
you
it was,
think it was
I think it was 336 or
who does
3?
Uses not related
for.
Yeah, I think it was uses not provided.
Yes,
it had
it was,
to do with
it was,
the
uses. It was uses not provided.
It had to do with the uses not provided for, with similar language to that.
Right.
In the fact that the language said the Planning Commission recommended or it took an action, and Tony had said we can't have it say that. So we got that.
We got that changed.
It was changed.
No, I think we took it to the county. We took it to the county.
Then we didn't have the hearing because we were waiting for it.
Another reason to have a hearing, and that's what I'm suggesting. If we are, do we have enough time? To advertise that change as well for the same hearing date as the moratorium.
If it's advertised this week and next week, yes.
Okay, so do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Or you
she brought it up.
It would have to be advertised.
That section of the ordinance that we're changing, that has to be.
When does the paper come out? On Thursday?
Yeah, but the deadline is Monday.
Yeah, we won't make it. Because even if it goes in tomorrow, at the 25th isn't 7 days.
The 25th isn't seven
no,
days.
It's not seven okay. days. Yep. Sorry.
So even if it went, it would have to go Pocono Record is what you're saying.
Pocono Record. The second week would go Pocono Record.
Will that fly? I mean, is it? I don't know what the price difference is. Do you know what the price difference is?
It can't be all that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually the big cost is having the transcriptionist come for the hearing.
Yeah.
So that's why we were holding it to try to do it all at the same time, mm-hmm. so we didn't have to have them come more times than necessary. But I had a feeling it probably didn't come back up onto the radar.
Today's the 17th, if she advertises it this Thursday, then the following Thursday, and then the
and
first
I remember
not
we're waiting to join them to do it together.
Mm-hmm. So she's not going to have time to do it.
But she can do it if she goes to the Pocono Record for a week.
Yeah, if it goes in once this week and once before, it would have to be Tuesday or Wednesday and Monday. No, because it's still 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, you're still within 7 days. The first is there's only 30 days in November.
Right.
So we don't make it no matter what?
We don't make it no matter what.
Okay. All right. So it has to hang out for the next one. But
sorry.
We need to make sure we keep it on the radar screen so that right when we're advertising whatever the next hearing is,
we get
both done at the same time.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
Hey, good.
Must be so.
Gotta be set.
6:59 is what my watch says.
Oh, no.
7:00.
Paul Mini and Milford Township Superior Parish Order. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, November 5th.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Treasurer's report.
Thank you. After the last meeting, I received $2,410.80 from real estate transfer tax, $125 from Pike County Board of Elections, $300 from Magisterial District Court, and $223.02 from code inspections. And that's all.
Roadmaster's report. Since the last meeting, all of our salt's been delivered. We have 3 full bins of salt out there. We're well prepared for the winter. As far as that, both of our big trucks are up. Sanders are mounted. Plows are mounted. We have the sander on a smaller truck. We finished up all the coal patching, hopefully for the winter. And that's about it for now.
I think we have to back up a second.
Oh, okay. Treasurer's report. Yes, we need approval for transfer of $10,000 from Pledget General Fund to the MBT checking to pay bills. Do we have them?
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Bob, you seconded that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all right. Small board, you'll need a second, right?
Yeah. Zoning.
We're throwing you on the
Thanks board. For coming, Michael.
Thanks for coming, Mike.
No, we've just been, I'm not sure how many, I think one permit came through for a pole barn that was taken care of. Code inspection has my copy of the permit, so he's covered. And then this other issue with home businesses. So I think we've dealt with.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Public participation. Secretary's report.
Thank you. Milford Water Authority informed that the charging of hydrant fees for all municipalities has been suspended effective December 31. PZ's Unemployment Compensation Group Trust. For the 2026 calendar year, the trustees voted to keep the contribution rates the same for all categories. The engineer John Fuller submitted revised documents in response to the incompleteness letter for a property on Summit Court. Subsequently, the Pike County Conservation District issued a completeness notification letter. A water obstruction and encroachment inspection report for Moon Valley Road was received from the Pike County Conservation District. Pike County Planning Office provided a summary of county and local municipal tax revenue as of November 3rd. The Pike County Assessment Office provided the total assessed value for the municipality along with a change of assessment report. Pike County Elections Office expressed appreciation for serving as a polling location for the 2025 election cycle. Brian Snyder from the Pike County Planning Office extended an invitation to attend a meeting with Representative Jeff Alsomer on November 25 to discuss the ongoing issues of trees on utility lines. Krista Gumalski from Pike County Commissioner's Office invited the municipality to join the Pike County Commissioners and Northwell Health for a community engagement event on Thursday, November 20. And construction for Blue Ridge Fiber will begin soon within the community. And that's all.
Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Old business, Constitution Avenue Bridge updates. I don't believe we have any of them.
No, I make a motion to table that to the next meeting.
I'll second. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye. So passed. New business, approval to apply for the local share account LSA grant.
We filed an application for the Monroe County program. I would like approval to file the application for the statewide program, which is due at the end of the month with the same application. The last I heard, the expectation is the CFA will finally be meeting tomorrow. So there's a potential that our application from last year will get acted on tomorrow. But if we have the approval and we have a resolution that's more, we can always go less. But if we don't, then, you know,
okay.
Don't want to miss the opportunity. So I'd make a motion that we authorize the execution of the resolution to apply for the statewide LSA program for the facility repairs.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed.
Thank you.
Approval of cookie drive-through for Faith Stead.
This is the same Girl Scout group that has been doing a cookie drive-through in our parking lot for probably all the years I've been on the board, at least.
Yeah, she's probably been out there probably 10 years doing it. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we allow Faith Stead to have the cookie drive in our parking lot on the following dates that she's asked for, being February 28th, March 7th, 14th, 21st, 28th, and April 3rd.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
So passed.
We have the insurance certificate on file.
We will have
to check that. If we don't, then I'll ask for it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Planning Commission recommendations for the proposed curative zoning amendment.
Well, we did receive a letter. The board received a letter from special counsel regarding that. There was one item that was left open by the Planning Commission, and that is in paragraph number 14. And it dealt with the use of recreational space. Which is really something that should be discussed and closed, because then we can move this matter forward to the county for their review, and also review by our zoning officer.
At the planning level, we had, most of us would have agreed on 5% go towards recreation. The remainder of the 20% would be walking paths that could be up through the woods and whatever. Reason being, when you look at Milford at lunchtime, the streets are full of people walking. And we wouldn't want them walking on 209 and 6. And we all thought that was a good idea. Even the applicant thought it was a good idea.
Yes, we agree.
Yeah, the wording there that's left is it has half and then quarter. Somewhere along the way, we had a lengthy discussion. We've had a number of lengthy discussions. We started and submitted this in March, and we had meetings in May and June, and I think August, and then September. I think Andrew had the idea of possibly making it the half, which would be 10%. In this particular project, with the 20 acres that's on this next door here, that would be a whole acre that would be just for recreational area. Aside from, it would still have to be 20% open space, okay? So that means 4 acres would be open space, but 1 acre would be specifically i.e. picnic tables, maybe a little dog walk or something like that, that type of thing, for people that might, because there certainly will be one food vendor, possibly two. You know, it's fast food, but in the food nonetheless, they might want to sit down or whatever. Right. And we acknowledge that that seemed reasonable. And yeah, I think the Planning Commission as a whole, at least we're at the September meeting, agreed that 5% made sense.
Makes sense to me.
And then there would still be walking paths. Those we could also incorporate with kind of the back end of the property so that people could even, if they want to venture further down to the county property, they'd be able to do that. And there's that's been considered as well, that there'd be areas where when we do, if we get to the land development plan, there would be parking areas that would be towards the back of the property where somebody could do that and go down to the river from there.
Right, you know, we're talking about an ordinance, so it would apply to any
property, yeah.
Project. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, it would be this thing that's evolved and become what's referred to in here as a PUCD would still be a conditional use for any particular project that would come in, including mm-hmm. one that's been proposed. So certainly if there was some circumstance that warranted even a greater amount of recreational area, that could be a condition as part of an approval. But the minimum would be the 5%, as Bob indicated.
I will say that I did attend almost all of the meetings of the Planning Commission while this was going on. And I know Kevin's here and Bob's here, but it was a good give and take conversation each meeting as to where we thought we were going with this thing. And you know, I think the township recognized that something needs to be done, and the developer also recognized that this applies to all developments, not just his. And that's why we wanted to make sure that there was a recreational concept in there, green space and recreational concept in there. So, but I think the consensus was that it would be, I know Andrew's letter says it's left up to the board, which is all left up to the board. But I don't know, Kevin, did you have anything to add to that?
I know you, Kevin. I haven't seen Mr. Belwar's letter.
Oh, okay. Because it was directed to the planning. To the supervisors. No, that's the ordinance. He hasn't seen the letter. Kevin, I can tell you, I can represent to you, his letter basically says that this is something that it needs to be left up to the board on the open and recreational space.
In reference to this percentage.
That one item.
Correct, this percentage. Whether it's 10% or 5% of the 20% that needs to be open for public recreation.
Tony, do you have a copy of the Saldo handy?
Do I know? We probably have it in the office, though.
Do you have a copy you could grab quickly?
Of the zoning and Saldo?
Well, on the particular item that's in the back of my mind is in the Saldo.
Okay.
Right, in the recently updated Saldo.
Right.
We specifically did it, I think, as it pertained to
residential.
Mobile home and other high density residential. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see what the consistent language is.
Yeah.
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 I don't remember what we finally settled on.
I don't know if we did it by percentage.
Well, that's why it would be good to have it in front of us.
Yeah.
I do have one other question that's in this letter that I want to bring up. It does say that public space must be recreational facilities available to the general public. For me, I was thinking more along the lines of patrons to the establishments there.
Yeah.
if we open it to the general public and the township is asking them to have it open to the general public, do we take any liability from that, Tony?
No, I don't think we do. I think the purpose of it is to have open or green space. Now, I'm sure it's not going to be advertised that it's open to the public. It's just simply going to be there. The walking path might be, you know, around.
Thanks, guys.